With Laura Fox.
Podcast.
She's the Irish teacher you never knew you needed. Molly Michaela will take you from a couple of fuckle to a deeper love for your native language, and she does it in a fun and caring way. Molly, you were joining us all the way from New York this morning. Thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem. Happy to be here.
I just need to ask you, like, you know, straight out, do you have a target audience, or are you aiming for absolutely anyone who is willing to speak Irish or has a grow off the language?
Yeah, so I think, like, I did start out with the target audience, and I'm really happy to see that, you know, I hope that anyone who had any kind of interest or passion would, the book would appeal to them, and that's what has happened, thankfully. But yeah, I guess the target audience in the beginning was, you know, people who had maybe learned at school and didn't have the best experience, kind of, you know, wanted to learn again or get back in touch with the language and didn't know how. So yeah, that's kind of the target audience. If you had a bad experience and you kind of don't know where to start again, it's kind of to encourage people to like start from a better place.
And it's kind of like most of us now, Molly, to be fair. And, you know, it's just the way it was thought when we were growing up. And I know you mentioned your book there, Gaeilge in Machree, Irish in My Heart. And we'll talk about that in a couple of moments' time. But Irish, and Ulster Irish in particular, is a bit trendy at the minute. And a lot of that is with thanks to NECAP. We love NECAP here on 2FM. Does that matter more to people when it's part of your identity, you know, like yourself?
Yeah, I think so. I think that, you know, we're seeing with NECAP and even just like, and Colleen Kewin last year nominated for the Oscars, and just kind of Irish in more mainstream media, I guess, just the presence of Irish. I think that that's allowing us to take more pride in the language, in a sense, because it's more visible, and people from other countries are becoming aware of it, because often people think, if you say Irish, that's just English with an Irish accent.
Yeah.
So I think that visibility is just opening up this new sense of pride. But yeah, I think that a lot of people can relate to Gaeilge in Machree, Irish in My Heart. You know, the reason why I started that was because I felt like I had a special place for Irish, and a lot of people have related to that. And you know, they feel that too, and not because they're fluent in Irish or a native speaker, but just because, you know, they feel a connection to the language. And I think everyone has that, and they just need to find a positive way to realize that.
And a little helping hand from someone like yourself. You are clearly very passionate about the Irish language, and you're a huge advocate, but tutoring is also your day job. So, like, do you find it hard to keep the language from being a job, or do you just, like, absolutely adore it?
So I do have a big passion for it, and I'm always, you know, I love, like, learning, you know, new random words, or just learning anything new. But it can be hard sometimes once your passion becomes your job. You know, when I started, it was just making videos as a pastime, and it was all new, so it was very exciting. And then I think I had a few moments where I felt like I was maybe missing the point, or kind of forgetting why I decided to share Irish and teach Irish. But I think that that's kind of like a good thing for people to hear, because people on their language journeys with Irish, or, you know, their learning journeys, might get a bit fed up or kind of forget why they're learning, and, you know, decide to give up. But, you know, don't give up. Just keep going. Just find a new way to interact with the language, or, you know, listen to a new podcast. That's what I like to do. I try to see what other people are up to in the Irish language community, and just interact with that, rather than just being stuck doing the the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, like, let's be honest, if we're doing exactly what we learned in school, it's so boring and it's monotonous and you're very much like, oh, it looks like a chore. But if you're listening to podcasts, like, I know one that springs to mind is like How to Gale. If you're mm-hmm. listening to podcasts like that, they're very interesting, and they flip in and out of, you know, they'll do some bits in English, they'll talk predominantly in Irish, and then you kind of get, you know, you get the crack out of the end of it, which is what we want at the end yes. of the day. Mm-hmm. What was your own experience with Irish in school?
So I remember in primary school just kind of being intrigued by the language mm. and it was enjoyable. Secondary school, more stress, and I didn't enjoy it as much. It was kind of just get through the test. And when I look back now, there was so much to cover for the exams.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, when you tack an exam onto anything, it's not yeah. an enjoyable experience. You know, no one likes to be tested on something, even if it is your greatest love. I don't want to put exactly. you on the spot here now, but like, you clearly have such a grow for the language. Like, is there any reason why you didn't become an Irish teacher yourself?
Yeah, good question, because, you know, when I was at school and I was doing, you know, in secondary school, I was, you know, doing well enough in my exams mm. and that people would have suggested all the time, oh, why don't you become an Irish teacher? Yeah. They're crying out for Irish teachers. And I just didn't want to go that route. And I suppose I didn't know at that time, but when I went on to study media production mm. and that was such an interest of mine, video creation, I guess I kind of already knew at that time that I'd like to interact with the language or share the language in a different way or a more creative way.
Well, I think that is the big part of it. It's adding it into your day to day, and you're still making content that people enjoy watching. We all know how much we love watching like TikToks and YouTubes of Day in My Life and Get Ready With Me and all that kind of stuff. Doing it, Ask Wailga, you know, it just adds another layer, and you can kind of merge the two things together. Doing this on YouTube and then going from that into writing a book, like, tell us like how that came about and like the idea behind the printed version of this.
Yeah, so I think after a few years of making the Fishine, the videos, I thought I would love to write a book, because as much as I enjoy making videos, I felt that I had more to say. Mm. And, you know, the book, as it says, a guide to loving and living the Irish language, I think there's something, you know, I could tell people to watch a video that might be inspiring. But, you know, I can say more in a book and people can pick a book up at any time. So I guess the book it's in my videos. I mainly teach phrases and share just my life in Irish when I can. And from time to time, I do encourage people, like, you know, if they're feeling like giving up on Irish, or they're feeling, you know, embarrassed or worried about some aspect of grammar. But in my book, I really wanted to get into that, because I find I was talking to a few people and, you know, trying to help them. And I thought it would be great if I could kind of gather, you know, these thoughts, these words of encouragement, mm. and also just the things that people were struggling with. You know, I think that the book, I try to put a bit of everything into the book, just kind of what I feel like people need to hear to get their journey going or to keep it going. The things that they're struggling with, like the dialects, I know that that's a big deterrent for some people. So yeah. I kind of, you know, wanted to just touch on everything and just kind of give people, you know, a piece of Gaelic and Macree in one book, in one place. And yeah, it was amazing to do that.
The dialect is mad, because it's like, it's the exact same as if you go to any part of the country. If you know, if you're an American coming over to Ireland, you could visit Donegal, Dublin, Galway, Cork, and you're going to get four different accents. So it's the exact same way with the dialects in Irish.
Exactly.
Molly, thank you so much for taking the call today, and best of luck with the book, because I know that it is nominated in the lifestyle category of the On Post Irish Book Awards. Congratulations on that.
Yeah, thank you so much. Gormila Maagud.
Gormila Maagud. And Gaelga in Macree, Irish in My Heart, is out now. If you want to check it out, we'll be right back after these.
With Laura Fox. Podcast.